Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Center Court Podcast. It's the tournament edition, day one, powered by, like big time sponsorship.
Absolutely.
Powered by Varsity Maine. Invite you all week long to check out centralmaine.com/sports. Ton of tournament coverage. It's only the first day of what is going to be a very busy week.
We are coming to you live from Section 24 of the Augusta Civic Center, where we have just wrapped up, you can pretty much call it day one of of the tournament here. A lot of exciting games, starting off with Nicomas.
You got to set the scene. You're a rookie. I get it.
It's true.
The Civic Center today was the site of four girls basketball Class A North quarterfinals. Started early this afternoon. Number three, Nicomas, held off number six, Camden Hills, 55-41. Number two, Skowhegan, with a 50-41 win over number 10, Oceanside, who tried for their second straight upset in the tournament, came up short. Number five, Hampden Academy tonight, 46-39 over number four, Lawrence. Slight upset there. And finally, the nightcap we just watched. Top-seeded, unbeaten Messalonsky, the 67-56 win over Gardner. That was much closer than that for most of that game. Set some matchups looking ahead to next week. Wednesday is the site of the semifinals for the A-North girls. Skowhegan will play Nicomas, and Messalonsky will play Hampden. Nicomas, first game of the day. Got a really dominant performance from Chelsea Crockett, Dave.
She did, absolutely. She scored 21 points. She had 10 boards. Nicomas, in general, was very successful shooting today, especially from three-point land, where they racked up seven, three from Crockett, four from Sydney Moore. I think Moore ended up being four or five from three-point land, which was a pretty solid day. It was interesting because, just really quick, Nicomas had a lot of confidence coming in here. During the regular season, they lost to Camden Hills by 23 points. They actually had a 26-9 run, Nicomas did, on Camden Hills, and then completely collapsed defensively. Today, that wasn't the case at all. There's three lead changes in the first quarter, and then Nicomas had the rest of the game.
Well, it's funny. You talk about confidence. You talk about young teams, maybe inexperienced teams when it comes to playoff basketball, finding their confidence. You could say the same thing about Skowhegan girls today. They were down by eight at halftime. They were a number two seed. They have one junior on the entire roster. Everything else is freshmen and sophomores. Like I said, down by eight at halftime. Outscored Oceanside 21-6 in the third quarter. Held the Mariners to just 13 points in the second half against a really good Indians press. And that really turned out to be the difference.
They have a tendency to not play down to the other team's level, but they... I don't know how to explain it. They don't really exert themselves until they feel that pressure. And if they handle the pressure and the adversity the way they're supposed to, we're fine. Other days, we just go south, and it's not very good. That just comes with age.
Okay, so that was Skowhegan head coach Michael Blank talking about his game. Like I said, I probably should have introduced him ahead of time, but I'm new to this, so let's be easy. So anyway, the early game set the stage. We got some help here from the fine staff at ACC with the background noise. Makes it sound like the building's lived in, Dave. So the early game set the stage for the night games. Hampden Academy, like we said, came out and beat Lawrence. Lawrence couldn't have been any worse in the first half. Shot 19%. They were out-rebounded 17-8 or 9. They had no answer for a 6-foot sophomore center in Bailey Donovan, who had 21 points and 7 rebounds. Lawrence coach John Donato, he was very short in his assessment of the difference in tonight's game.
We had to shoot well because we were outmatched underneath.
Yep.
They had too much size. They take layups. We missed outside shots. That's the game.
So that game set the stage for the final game of the night. Messalonsky, like we said, held off Gardner in a game that was much closer than the final score indicated, even though it was only a 9-point final score. Gardner only trailed by 3 going into the fourth quarter. But Sophie Holmes scored the first 10 points of the fourth quarter for Messalonsky, and they rolled off to the win. So now they get to go and play Hampden.
Isn't it great when, for Gardner, when you're a team that has absolutely nothing to lose, when everybody's expecting Messalonsky to win, to come in and give the effort that they did, and come within 3 points in that one period. That's that's, you know, you give all that you can, and you're proud of your effort. So I'm sure their fans are plenty happy with the production they came out with tonight.
Yeah, and someone else who's pretty happy with her production, of course, is Sophie Holmes, who we caught up with after the game.
We're not a very serious team. We play before the Gardner game, we were playing down to a hot pass, like, with the basketball. We're not very serious. So we definitely, like, lose the logistics of it, and we have fun. That's the most important thing. Playing at the Civic Center is so... We're so lucky to be here. It's so fun to play here. So we just know, like, don't stress too much. I don't know. You just can't stress. You can't overthink it. You just got to play.
And just to wrap things up, in Bangor, Winslow played Central tonight in boys basketball. Unfortunately, fell to them, ends their season. It was a tough go for the Black Raiders. They had to play one day after winning their preliminary game against MCI. So you had to have a quick turnaround, and unfortunately, they could not pull it off tonight.
No, talk about the emotional roller coaster of tournament basketball. I think that's the example right there.
Highs and lows.
So Saturday, another full day of activity here at the Civic Center. I think there's 8 games here tomorrow. There's D-South Boys, D-South Girls Regionals. But really, I shouldn't say it like that. Okay, I don't want to say it like that. I'm going to take that back. But we are kind of looking forward to tomorrow night. We've got 4 Class A North boys basketball games here. The game I'm really looking forward to is Messalonsky against Gardner. It's a 4-5 matchup. And or it's not a 4-5 matchup. It is a 4-5 matchup. I'm not wrong. And but the key to that game is I saw those two teams play a couple of weeks ago, and it was the best basketball game I saw all year. Messalonsky rolled out to a big lead. Gardner came fighting back. It's going to be a tremendous game. For complete coverage of everything, centralmaine.com/sports. Follow us on Twitter at @CentralMESports. And go to our Facebook page, KJMS Sports. We've got live video, post-game reactions, all of the stories, and plenty of content. And we're just getting geared up for, like, the next 112 days of basketball.
Anything that you need to know about this tournament, go to our page, check it out. Go online, go on Twitter, go on Facebook. We're everywhere. We're all out there and have lots of stuff to check out.
It reminds me of that line from Meet the Parents that I will not repeat because I don't want the FCC to call. But anyway, we're going to run. I'm Travis Barrett.
I'm Dave Dyer.
Thanks for listening to the Center Court Tournament Edition powered by Varsity Maine. We'll do it again tomorrow.